You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Question for you guys, and it might sound like I'm turning into my dad.
Oh, no, that's no way.
But I don't know. Maybe everybody does this about customer service.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No? You're already not liking
what?
It?
No, what? Yeah, what's going on?
There was a certain situation where I walked into a store to ask them about my weed eater that I need repaired, and I will never go back to this place again.
Are you already weed eating, first of all?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I'm getting ready. So the thing is there is a bulb, there's a pump switch on my weed eater that it's an older weed eater, but I want to keep it because it's a great weed eater, and I can't repair it myself, and I need the part for it. So I heard that they had parts for my weed eater, so I went in there.
How did you hear this? Like a rumor? Like a chat room you're in? Something like that? Like an AOL group?
AOL.
Called Weed Eater Parts? Like you guys just talk for fun, but sometimes
so
help each other?
I went in this place, and I had my weed eater, and I'm like, hey, do you repair weed eaters? And this woman, I didn't even finish it. This woman goes, not that one. I'm like, okay, well, it says that it, you know, you guys do the parts for this on there. No, we don't.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, well, is there any way that you could order some? No. Okay, do you know of any other place? Nope.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, man. Because, and then it just proved my theory, like, you just don't know who you're going to get, even when you're calling like a customer service line. Like, I know almost immediately in the first 30 seconds whether this person's going to help me or they're just going to hate their life and try to get me off the phone.
You're so right.
So it's just, it's a 50-50 of who you're going to get. This person that I got, obviously.
On that other 50.
Yeah, and here's what I say. Here's what makes me mad the most, okay? Is that when she was done completely telling me that she didn't want to help me, or like she wanted to continue sitting behind the counter not doing anything,
sure.
I said, thank you for all your help. Have a great day.
And how did she respond? You're welcome?
No, she didn't say a thing because she hated her life, apparently. I am almost mad with myself because she didn't help me. However, I'm glad that I wished her a nice day.
You took the high road.
You did take the high road. I don't know if I could have taken that high of a road.
I think that somebody needed to wish her a nice day. I really, truly believe that she needed some kind of joy. I just wanted to talk a little bit. Like, since it was an outdoor place.
Yeah.
And it was a place that did repairs on like mowers and stuff like that. I figured, you know, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Maybe you know someone. Maybe your like dealers or
other weed dealers. Yeah. Yeah.
Or weed dealers.
You just call them weed dealers.
Do you have any weed dealers?
I like that.
Weed eater dealers.
Yeah.
So it's almost, is that too old sounding? Like, I'm never going to go back to that place again now.
I understand what you're saying, though, because my dad used to say, like, I'm never coming back here. Like, he had a bad steak one time, and he's like, I'm never coming back here.
Yeah.
That's a dad thing to do.
That literally makes me mad hearing it.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
so
you are not
this
wrong.
This is not an old person thing. This is like, hey, if you're not even going to, just shoot me down before I'm not even, I haven't really asked a question yet.
I think, honestly, Foch, you took a higher road than I would have. Like, I would have had to say something just like.
What would you have said?
I would have said something just like, wow, what a nice spot. I can see why somebody told me to come here.
Yeah.
And walked away. Okay. I mean, for sure. Like, I just can't. It
because
gets to a certain point where I'm just like, it needs to at least be pointed out that you are not achieving any customer service, that you are actively pushing me away from wanting to be here or tell anyone about it.
And that's what I love about Springfield. Yeah. Like, that's why
people are normally kind.
No, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, they're overly helpful. Like, wherever you go, like, whether it's a big box store or wherever, like, they're overly nice.
Love that.
That's why
about
I love
the
417. This area. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, gosh, I felt like I was in St. Louis for a minute. Like, I was back home in St. Louis.
I'm
like,
do
man,
get
you
that.
Don't want to do anything, do
in
you?
In bigger cities, you do just get that vibe of just like, who cares? What are you going to do? Tell on me?
Yeah.
And it, but you don't get that as much here. So that does really surprise me.
And it's like, how, okay, even if they're not going to work on it and they don't have the weed eater, what if I have five different weed eaters?
Amen, brother.
And 11 different mowers back in my garage and I want to come back and repair those. Yep. Which like, is I'm what, not doing it now.
That's what good customer service does, is make you, in my opinion, good customer service would make you want to tell a friend to use the place. Because
yeah.
they
yeah.
took that good of care of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we go off air here, I will tell you not where to go.
Okay, I can't wait.
Because I know you guys are really worried about weed eating.
I was going to fix one, but I'm not going to now. I'm going to get on YouTube and fix it myself.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.